You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
0-2 for Jesse Winker. And struck him out swinging. Welcome back to Splitsville. Not something we really saw in college from him. And he throws another splitter, and McNeil goes down. That's five strikeouts for Young, and three of them on the splitter. Should say it's actually eight pitches, eight strikes, which means he's one pitch away from an immaculate inning. 0-2. He got it! An immaculate inning for Brandon Young!
Kevin Brown on the call, courtesy of Masson, and no one saw that type of performance from Brandon Young coming, heading into last night against the Mets. His first five innings were spectacular. He had six strikeouts, five shutout innings, 54 pitches, 39 strikes, including that immaculate inning in the fifth.
It was masterful, majestic, Trevor Rogers-esque from the right side, not the left. And it may be a bit like Rogers in that it might be a little fleeting. I'm not sure how sustainable it's going to be. Certainly that level of acumen is unsustainable. Nobody's. I mean, Tarek Skubal's not going out there doing that every time. The splitter is a fickle pitch. It's mercurial. It can be here today and gone tomorrow. Ask Tomo Sugano about that. Is he going to be able to maintain that touch and feel for it? It was befuddling lefties and was a real hammer for him against lefties, and it was effective against righties as well, although he really just threw the two seam and the splitty against lefties, and that kept him off balance. I didn't think he had that in him. He might never have that in him again, but I like the fact that he approached it with a, you know, almost like a I don't give a bleep mentality. Like, if I'm going to not last up here, I'm going to do it trying to pitch from a position of strength and not, you know, nibbling and weakness. And I'm not going to sit up here and second guess myself or wonder about my ability to attack the zone and get some swing and miss. I'm going to go for it and see what happens. And it turned out that things happened for him that have never happened for him. Small sample size at the major league level before. That's a really tough Mets lineup. They were in good form. That's a ballpark that we know plays well for the Mets, because the longer that game went, the more it played well for the Mets. And no, the mistake wasn't taking him out when you did, even though Baker gave it up, because you got more than you could have ever hoped for out of Brandon Young. He goes again on Sunday. That's a very spry Marlins team right now. I'll be interested to see if that splitter is as much of a weapon for him. If he can harness that even a little bit, it's going to keep him up here for a while.
Yeah, last night was a big start for him, because if he would have got shelled, you wonder if they would have made a move ahead of Sunday, or especially after the All-Star break. And You saw the velocity had an uptick last night, too. You could tell he was amped up. And I thought when he struck out Soto to end the first inning, it just felt different. It looked different, Jason.
Agreed. The way he presented himself, the way he his level of confidence, both inward and outward, were at a different level, and it was discernible. Now, look, when you've got a pitch that I mean, in the immaculate inning, you kind of knew he was just going to keep challenging people with the splitter, and that they couldn't do anything about it. So when you're on like that, it certainly allows all those other things to fall into place. Again, he's not always going to be on like that. It's just a shame, obviously, that in terms of the standings, nothing came from it. But he's got a chance now Sunday to go into the All-Star break on a real high and allow himself to get a mental and physical reset, the likes of which that none of us saw coming going into this Mets outing. When I'll be honest with you, I didn't think they were going to get maybe 12 outs out of them, but I was far from convinced of that, let alone dominance into the sixth inning.
Brandon Young, certainly a bright spot of last night. Orioles entered the eighth inning with a 4-run lead. Brian Baker took the mound 4 batters later. It was a tied ball game. Here's Tony Mancelino on Brian Baker just not having it.
You know, they got him tonight. I think it's, you know, you think about the guys that run out there. It goes Nimmo, really good player, to Lindor, who gets him, you know, goes middle of the field. And Lindor's done that to a lot of people in bigger moments. You know, then Soto kind of flips one in softly, and then boom, Pete Alonso hits a slider that's down and away and hits it over the fence. So those are really good hitters. They've done that to a lot of people over the years, and it unfortunately wasn't Bakes' night.
He got hammered last night. Nimmo, exit velocity 106.9. Lindor, 107.5. Alonso, 105.3. Those were 3 of the 4 hits, and like Mancelino said, Soto was more of a soft single.
Yeah, he really enjoys giving you the play-by-play. Like he's leaned into this several times now where he's going to give you the whole sequence and point out, you know, what matters and what matters less. Or look, it's a young pitcher, in the case of Young, and it's a reliever who he's got a lot of trust in the case of Baker, who he wants to defend. And look, by defending Baker, he's defending himself because he's the one who stuck with him longer than I think others. Going to him in that area is not that's what his role has been, and he's been way more good than bad. He's been better than anybody in this room thought he could be for the most part. But at the end of the day, he is still Brian Baker, and when he's off, he's really off, and the guy who's in charge of turning that spigot off didn't even think about it clearly. And when he failed, it's because, well, he failed against good batters, but like, that's why, because you let him face those guys. Like, they didn't become good because we all know that's why they stack the lineup the way they stack them, and you have other options. And right now you've got your A team, pretty much everybody's in good form. So
you only have to face 3. You could have pulled him before Alonso.
You absolutely could have pulled him before Alonso.
Orioles trying to bounce back in the series tonight. 7 o'clock first pitch. Tomoyuki Sugano is taking the mound, and he's had 5 consecutive rough starts, but Orioles starting lineup is out. Jackson Holliday leading off. He's DHing tonight. Jordan Westberg batting 2nd at 2nd base. Gunnar Henderson at shortstop batting 3rd. Ramon Laureano in left field batting cleanup. The Razor, Ramon Urias, 3rd base batting 5th. Tyler O'Neill in right field, batting 6th. Colton Cowser in center field, batting 7th. Coby Mayo, knocking the cobwebs off him, batting 8th at first base. And Jacob Stallings is your catcher, batting 9th.
Here you go, Coby Mayo. Not sure when you face a lefty again. You better go make the most of it. Maybe they'll give you all 5 plate appearances, or maybe they'll pinch hit for you.
We shall see. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to get into NFL, get into Lamar Jackson with Mark Levin. You're not going to want to miss it. Former director of salary cap and agent administration with the NFLPA, spent 37 years there. Now he's the owner and co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. We'll get his thoughts on the collusion that happened a couple of years ago. What could a new Lamar Jackson contract look like? And could Lamar Jackson just end up waiting because he holds all of the cards? But coming up next, it is our TWIB Notes with Beltway Ben Hall. Red Sox, they are back in the mix. Are we buying them? And the Astros, I guess it's the same as it ever was in the AL West. That's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Next on the Fan.
He's got the crowd with him, and the 1-2 to McMahon. Swing and a miss. A complete game for Brian Bale. Red Sox win it 10-2. They ripped off five in a row. And they'll look for another sweep tomorrow night.
Really good, especially early on, right? I think strike throwing the first third of the game. He was on point. Got some swing and misses, was on top of hitters. Got ahead, stay ahead, bury them. Stuff-wise, really good. The sinker was good. The changeup was a lot better. This probably, I don't know, numbers-wise, you know, but just the eye test, his best changeup of the year.
That highlight courtesy of Nesson, and then you heard from the Red Sox skipper, Alex Cora. Red Sox won 10-2, Brian Bale, complete game. And the Red Sox now, Jason, they have won 7 of 8.
I mean, when you're not as buried as the Orioles have been buried, that's really all it takes to get you back in it. Now, the crazy thing for them is Toronto's won 10 in a row and going on 11, I think. At that same time, and Toronto is now the team leading the pace. They are the pace car in the AL East, as crazy as that sounds. Boston, to me, is going to be one of the most interesting teams going into the deadline. It's a very cold, calculated front office. You just saw the salary dump of Devers speaks to that. And ownership, more to the point, even above the front office. But, like, they do need to keep those people engaged, and the team has turned it around despite the Devers trade, and they've got some interesting tradable pieces, and they want to make room for their youngsters, but now they're in the midst of this thing. I don't know how to read them.
That's exactly where I was going to go. And we already know if they trade Jaren Duran, Lucy Burge is, they're dead to her.
She reiterated that again on Twitter.
I saw that. She will never watch another Red Sox game again. Well, a team that definitely isn't going to be selling at this point is the Blue Jays.
Now Guerrero with a ground ball fair inside the line and all the way down into the corner. Here comes Springer towards third, and he is getting the wave. There will be no relay throw as he is in to score on a double by Guerrero to make it 2-0. Hit well to deep right center field, and it's going to get to the wall on a bounce. Guerrero is jogging home. Bichette's going to be held on an RBI double by Barcher. It is 3-0. And Kirk lines the ball to center field, and that's a base hit. Bichette will come in to score. Barger to third, and it's 4-0.
Those highlights courtesy of Sportsnet Toronto. Rough day for Aaron Civale. Blue Jays won that game 6-1. They are in action right now against the White Sox. They trail that one 2-1, bottom seven. But Blue Jays win streak after last night, double digits at 10.
You know, they're doing it without Taters. I mean, we know he's been better late in the year than early in the year. And if he comes back and the team has been on a tear without him, then it's not like he's got to come back and be the savior, right? Or justify the contract. He could be the interesting bat that they quote unquote add before at the deadline. That's not to say that there's not other things that they could do as well. I think they need to shore up their bullpen a little bit more. Starting pitching wise, I think they're in pretty decent shape. If Santander started to hit or came back, started to play and then therefore hit, that would obviously expand the lineup. Look, there are teams every year that sort of come out of nowhere and the vibes all of a sudden are legit and they become the little engine that could. I'm old enough to remember that was the Orioles a few years back. And I'm not saying that this team's going to win 100 games, although they're damn close to 100 win pace now. I mean, they're in the top five in the majors in wins. I don't know. Like, I thought they would have crashed and burned by now.
Well, one of those teams that no one thought was going to make the ALCS last year, the Guardians, who are off to a rough start this year, 42-48. But they've already taken the first two games against the Astros in that series. Now, Houston's still 55-37, a 6.5 game lead for the AL West.
Yeah, I mean, Houston's going to win that division, but it's just interesting how baseball works. Like, they go out to L.A., sweep the Dodgers, who are red hot. Now the Dodgers are struggling again today with the Brewers. Dodgers haven't. This could be a 5-game losing streak if they lose today. That game's at 2-1. And the Guardians hadn't hit a ball, like, hadn't put a ball in play collectively for like a week. And then they face Hunter Brown yesterday, and they knock him all over the place. And Ramirez is killing the ball. And I guess all the trade rumors about Santana got him going. And he's killing the ball, and people are getting on base. I don't think it's a great lineup, and it's their worst pitching staff they've had in years. It's not a playoff team for me. And more to the point, I don't think this little run here is going to change ownership's path, which is going to be to sell, sell their closer and probably sell a couple other pieces as well. I don't think it's a legitimate major league lineup. And look, I mean, in the Central, I mean, it just might be the Tigers. I think it will be. It's getting kind of late for the Royals to turn it around if they're going to turn it around.
Well, taking a peek at the wild card situation, Yankees are the top one. Rays are second. The Mariners are the third wild card as things stand July 9th. Red Sox are a game back. Rangers are 3.5 back. Royals, Twins, Angels, 4 games back.
I really want Ben's Halos to get this done, but they got to turn it here. They got to turn it here.
Ben, what's going on with the Halos, man?
Well, losing Ron Washington was a big
deal. Yeah, that played a big part in me taking them to go to the playoffs. But, I mean, they're bullpen. That's the issue. And I talked about it then. I said they should be trying to buy bullpen arms now if they think they can get in. You want to get in with Trout. You want to make the playoffs. You should be buying bullpen arms early. They didn't. And the bullpen blew a number of games. And Toronto, we were just talking about Toronto, how good they've been. They've been awesome. The Angels lost every game in that series.
They were right there.
Every game. And they were leading in two of those games. The bullpen comes in and blows.
This could be interesting because we know that these front offices have made trades together, right? The O's and the Halos, going back to the Bradish deal, right? They made like three trades in rapid succession. You had the Iggy Pop deal, right? Which then the Cobb and all that. So they know each other and they like each other. The Orioles don't draft pitchers. All the Angels do is draft pitchers. They literally had a draft where they just took pitchers. Now, neither of them know how to develop pitchers very well, but the Orioles don't ever want to give anybody a chance, and the Angels rush everybody to the majors. There's got to be some college arms who the O's liked, who the Angels took. And the Angels have to be looking at guys like Dominguez and Soto and even Kittredge and saying, that's better than anything we got.
By a large margin. Two of those three, and then you can probably get back two solid things. But again, at that point, what are they, six games back? This bullpen, it's that bad. Like Reed Detmers. I was on Reed Detmers before anybody was, telling people, don't look at the numbers. He's been good. He's been amazing. And Kenley Jansen, you can trust him. But outside of those two, it's beach balls. Like that's what the guys are doing. It's every single game. I'm like, God, these guys suck.
It's rough.
MLB's trade deadline, 3 weeks from tomorrow. From next Thursday, 4 weeks from last Thursday.
Well played.
You got that all down? Well, coming up next, Mark Levin, former director of salary cap and agent administration with NFLPA, spent 37 years there. Now he's the owner and co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. And Jason, for the people that don't know what Mark did, every contract that got signed, sealed, delivered went through him for how long?
I mean, he was with the PA for 37 years, and I mean, I've known him since, I don't know, probably 2004, and he was running the contract department of the NFLPA then.
It's 20 years.
He just took the buyout a few months ago, and he was already doing it before then. He is as quintessential a salary cap and NFL contract expert as there is on the planet. And again, he's seen every contract. He's approved contracts. Agents leaned on him for contracts. And players like Lamar Jackson or like Marshawn Lynch, or I'm trying to think of other guys who didn't use agents at various points in time, when they call the NFLPA for advice, they were calling Mark Levin.
Well, we're calling Mark Levin on the other side. We're going to get his thoughts on the collusion situation that went down. Mike Florio, Pablo Torre, they uncovered the 61-page document. What was Mark's initial reaction to that? And also the Lamar Jackson of it all. How was Lamar working with him that first go-around? What could a new Lamar Jackson contract look like? Mark's going to tell us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Next on The Fan. Well, not that this comes as a surprise, but a little earlier today, reports coming out, NFL and senior leaders of the NFLPA struck an unusual confidentiality agreement that hid the details of an arbitration decision from players, including a finding that league executives had urged team owners to reduce guaranteed player compensation. Well, joining us now to get his thoughts on that, his thoughts on Lamar Jackson, what could a new contract look like, is Mark Levin, who is a former director of salary cap and agent administration with NFLPA, spent 37 years there. Now he's the owner and co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. Well, Mark, when
he's also a buddy of mine and an Orioles fan.
Yeah,
and don't
better.
Hold the buddy of mine part against him. I know there's some people who would.
Yeah, even better then. Well, Mark, let's start right there, because when Mike Florio and Pablo Torre, they uncovered the 61-page document and found out owners colluding to reduce the guaranteed salary, we were saying on this show in real time with Lamar Jackson that the fact that beat guys are coming out saying we want no parts to do, you know, the Falcons and whatnot. What did you make of when that report did come out, and why was the NFLPA, why would they not push this? It seems like a very damning thing against the league.
Well, I mean, they did push it by filing the grievance on the collusion mm-hmm. in the first place. So there's certain rules and regulations or whatever you have to abide by in the CBA as to how you proceed when you have when you think there's collusion going on. So you know, obviously the decision came out back in January. The arbitrator or the special master, whatever he was called, found that, you know, Goodell and Jeff Pasch, who's the league's head attorney, and other members of the NFL Management Council, which is the group that represents the owners, just like the Players Association represents the players, they were, you know, they were conspiring with, or at least they were giving guidance yeah. and instruction to the 32 individual clubs to limit guaranteed contracts. And that was what the whole case, the PA filed, why they filed the case, because, you know, after Deshaun Watson, you would figure players, especially quarterbacks,
yes.
would have received some fully guaranteed contracts. Quarterbacks that were in a better bargaining position than Deshaun for various reasons.
Yes.
But nobody got it. Nobody got a guaranteed contract. Hurts didn't get it. Lamar obviously didn't get it. Russell Wilson didn't get it. So PA thought, okay, there's got to be something going on here. And obviously there was evidence. It's just the arbitrator ruled that the teams didn't act upon the guidance of the management council.
Well,
PA kind of half won and half didn't.
Right. Well, and so obviously here with Lamar, it's a local story and we talked a lot about it. It didn't get a whole lot of traction in the local media here. And nationally, I kind of feel like maybe it was a little too dense for people or a little too sort of esoteric, but it didn't seem to generate a whole lot of heat when that report came out, even though some of those text exchanges and some of the back and forth between different owners about this stuff struck me as not a good look for the NFL. Anything about this surprise you that it even got out at all? Anything in those 61 pages that really kind of stood out for you?
Not particularly. I mean, when you know, when I was at the PA and we filed the case back in 2022, I believe it was in the fall of 2022, you know, I was told, I didn't have any direct knowledge, but I was told that we had some decent, you know, evidence. Mm-hmm. But we all, the Player Association knows, and all labor unions really for that matter, know that these antitrust cases or collusion cases are extremely difficult to win. Yeah. And you can go all the way back to the 80s with the USFL filing an antitrust suit against the NFL. So I wasn't really surprised by really anything. I hadn't literally had the decision until about a week after it was released to the general media. I had not seen it. I knew we lost.
Yeah.
I knew that there was an agreement between the parties to keep it confidential. But, you know, so when I read it the other day, I wasn't really shocked by anything.
Well, you and I were talking throughout this process. And I was talking to executives, and we would have people come on the show. And it seemed clear to me that if the Ravens were willing to take what at the time seemed like a risk, it turned out not to be, right? And putting the type of designation they put on him and letting him go out mm-hmm. into the marketplace, where in essence, I think they knew it wasn't really a marketplace at all. Just sort of take us back to right. where your mind was then when they did that. And now knowing what we know, you know, how much was it even a risk at all, do you think?
A risk for what, the club to?
To put him on a non-exclusive tender.
Oh, no, it's not a risk at all. I mean, the exclusive franchise tender, I think, has been used maybe 3 or 4 times. You know, I think Drew Brees got it once. Peyton Manning might have got it once. But in the recent history, you know, once you're tagged as a franchise player, unless you're traded and there's alternative compensation worked out other than what's required in the CBA, which is 2 number one draft picks, mm-hmm. You're not going to move. And everybody knows that. So there wasn't a huge risk, I don't think, for the Ravens to put the tag on Lamar. You know, so, and then Lamar, you know, Lamar really tried to get a fully guaranteed contract for quite a while. And the Ravens did offer, to the best of my knowledge, the Ravens did offer a fully guaranteed contract, but it was only a 2 or 3 year deal. And that wasn't something Lamar was interested in. And then a couple other deals got done, like Jalen Hurts got done, and then mm-hmm. Lamar decided he better get the best he can get from the Ravens. And, you know, it was a very, very, very good deal.
Yeah.
He did a hell of a job representing himself. I mean, he got the $72 million signing bonus, I think it was. So no signing bonus has I think that's the highest signing yeah. bonus in the history of the league. But now, you know, he's the 10th highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's got some significant cap numbers coming up in 26 and 27. So something is going to need to be done here, I think, at sometime soon. Maybe not this year, but certainly at the end of the season.
We're speaking to Mark Levin, owner and co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Mark, before we look ahead to what a new contract could look like, there was a lot of talk of Lamar Jackson representing himself during that first go. Oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. And obviously, there have been several players over the course of the NFL that have represented themselves, but not the caliber of the quarterback that was Lamar Jackson. You obviously have contact with the agents and players that represent themselves. How was Lamar Jackson during this process?
He was awesome. I mean, he was right on top of it. You know, he had his mom helping advise him. His mom's an attorney. He also reached out to us. I got on the phone with him a number of times. Dee Smith, the former executive director of the PA, got on the phone with him a number of times. Some of our legal team got on the phone with him a number of times. So he did a hell of a job. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, and he's an intelligent young man. And you know, I was highly impressed with him.
He's Mark Levin, owner, co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. Mark, can you hold for us? We'll do one more segment on future sure. Lamar Jackson. What's the next Lamar Jackson contract extension look like? Are we ever going to see fully guaranteed deals in the NFL? Mark's going to tell us next on The Fan. Rejoining us now is Mark Levin, former director of salary cap and agent administration with the NFLPA, spent 37 years there. Now he is the owner and co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. And Mark, prior to the break, you brought up the impending huge cap hits for Lamar Jackson, $74.5 million in 26 and 27. We had Joel Corey on earlier in the offseason, and he said if he was representing Lamar, he'd be in no rush to sign an extension. He was saying, you hold all the cards, you have the no franchise tag clause, maybe you wait until more quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels in a couple years, to get that contract extension. If Lamar was still calling you, what would you advise him to do?
Well, hopefully he will still call.
Well, yeah.
Lamar,
yeah,
if you're listening, you know who to call.
That's true, yeah.
I think that he does have a lot of leverage. The no franchise tag thing is huge.
Yeah.
If he's willing to play out the next 3 years, on the downside, I don't believe any of his 2027 contract is guaranteed. So there is some risk there, obviously, but I think, and his 26 contract, his 26 salary is already fully guaranteed right now. So they're on the Ravens are already on the hook for, I think it's like 51 or whatever the number is, somewhere around 50 million next year. But these cap hits are really his leverage. You know, if the salary cap in 26 goes up to, I don't know, like 290 or 300 million, he's going to be taking up almost 25% of their cap. So that's almost that puts the team in a bit of a bind if they want to go out and sign some quality players. Now, it's certainly the owner's decision who he wants to sign, and maybe he doesn't want to go out and sign quality players in 2026 and 27. But I think after this season, hopefully he has another great season, not only for the Ravens fans, but for himself personally, and stays healthy. I would press them to get something done in the spring if I was representing him.
Mm-hmm.
If not earlier, most teams like to have, certainty on what a player is going to cost them as much as you possibly can in the sport of football. Most teams usually work like on a three budget cycle for both salary cap, on the player's contract, and also how much cash they're actually outlaying to the player. So I think, certainly in the spring would be a good time for both sides to come together and give them a new deal. The top of the market now is Dak Prescott at $60 million a year.
Right.
And, Lamar has a lot of good arguments to be paid more than some of these players that are above him right now. Like I said before, he's the 10th highest paid quarterback right now.
Well,
So
we were, Tim and I were having this discussion earlier in the show. Like, so if they were willing to do it like a 3-year fully guaranteed deal previously, and maybe they still like that structure, that my question is like Dak times what, right? Like he's significantly better than Dak Prescott. Like the last 2 years that he's put together are from a regular season standpoint unprecedented in the history of the league. Is it 66? Is it 68? Is it 210 for three? Like how do you process those numbers?
I don't know. I mean, Dak got a good deal because he had a ton of leverage.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly, he had a no franchise clause in his contract as well. And that provided a lot of leverage. And plus, you've got Jerry Jones who's got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
I think probably, I would probably be shooting for $70 million a year if they were to do the deal at the end of the season. Probably knowing that that might be a tad high,
mm-hmm.
right? But you've got to, you know, you got to ask high in order to come down, you know, have yourself some, leave yourself some wiggle room to come down to a number that you're happy with. And, you know, whether or not the Ravens want to go that high or they still see the value in paying Lamar that type of money over the next 3-4 years or whatever it would be. I mean, that's where the negotiation comes in. That's what, you know, Bisciotti pays Eric DaCosta a lot of money for. Yeah. And that's the reason Lamar Jackson earns a lot of money. Well, he's definitely one of the best in the game.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Well, and Mark, everybody says it's just business, but when you represent yourself, it is kind of personal. And we're all old enough to remember that Lamar went public with a trade demand. It got so sort of sideways, right? And Bisciotti said some stuff after an owner's meeting where we now know, hey, that's the owner's meeting where they kind of started, whether you want to call it collusion or hush-hush or whatever you want to call it, that's when they started getting their messaging straight about no more fully guaranteed contracts. And he said, I don't think Lamar even thinks he's worthy of my money. Like, all that happened. So, like, do you think it is a little personal for Lamar? Like, do you think that like, you know, they kind of made him scramble. They made him play it out a lot longer than a lot of people thought he was going to have to play it out last time around.
Yeah, well,
so could he squeeze back? Could he squeeze back, Mark?
Anything's possible. You know, I mean, you do not see many top flight quarterbacks play on the franchise tag.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often in the history of the league. Yeah. And since the franchise tag came in play in the early 90s. So it might be personal, and that certainly when players represent themselves, and this is what discussions we would have with players, meaning when I was at the Players Association, we would have with players who want to represent themselves. They have to be of, you know, strong-willed and have a little bit of a backbone not to let the personal stuff affect the business stuff. And that's difficult for any human being.
Yeah.
Right? So, and the other thing that, you know, the Players Association would caution players on is that, you know, most players don't have a lot of experience negotiating contracts, and they may be sitting across the table from, you know, an attorney or somebody that's been in the NFL, the business of the NFL for 20, 30 years. So there may be a little bit of a perceived disadvantage from the player side. But Lamar was fully aware, is fully aware of, you know, the possible pitfalls of representing yourself. And like I said earlier, he just did a fantastic job. So yeah, I mean, it can get personal, but you have to try to separate that. Cause if you let the emotions get into it, if the player lets his emotions get into the negotiation of the contract, chances are the team's going to end up on the better side of the deal.
He's Mark Levin, former director of salary cap and agent administration with the NFLPA, now current owner and co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. Mark, thanks so much. This was awesome. We look forward to talking soon.
Don't be a stranger. Go Orioles, go.
Pleasure.
And if this Wannabet venture
tonight, can we?
Yeah, it was Sagano tonight. Don't even think about it. Yeah, just. Yeah. We'll fast forward. We'll fast forward to Thursday afternoon. And if my little gambling venture Wannabet gets off the ground, there's nobody I'd rather have negotiating on our behalf than Mark Levin. I say that in all honesty.
Well, I am for hire.
Yes, you are. I will. And if need be, I will hire you. Thank you, buddy.
Right, Mark. The name of the company. If I get into that business, I
thanks, Mark.
All right, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
We're going to hit the hot corner at 5:15. What are we expecting out of Tomoyuki Sugano? How important is this start tonight for him? We will hit that at 5:15. But coming up next, Ryan Ripken. I don't even think Ryan saw Brandon Young's performance coming last night. What was different for Brandon Young? Ryan's going to tell us next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.